This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. A beloved former pope has died, Pope Emeritus Benedict, the German theologian. He was 95. VOA's Tommy McNeil has our story.
Benedict was the first pope in 600 years to resign. He had become increasingly frail during his almost 10 years of retirement. Benedict's dramatic decision in 2013 to resign paved the way for the conclave that elected Pope Francis. The two popes then lived side by side in the Vatican Gardens in an unprecedented arrangement that set the stage for future Pope Emeritus to do the same. The former Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger never wanted to be pope, but he was forced to follow in St. John Paul II's footsteps, running the church during a period of scandal and indifference. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
New Year's Eve in China prompted an outpouring of reflection online and by residents of the central Chinese city of Wuhan about the strict zero COVID policy and the impact of its abrupt reversal this month. Wuhan was the epicenter of the COVID-19 outbreak nearly 3 years ago. The COVID-19 policy switch has led to a wave of infections across the country, a further drop in economic activity, and international concern, with Britain and France becoming the latest countries to impose curbs on travelers from China. China's decision to abandon the zero COVID policy aligned it with the world, though, that has largely reopened to live with the virus. And the world's 8 billion people in 2023 and bid farewell to a turbulent year marked by war in Europe, Lionel Messi's World Cup glory, and the deaths of Queen Elizabeth and soccer great Pele. This is